Hey, it's Improve Something Today. Each episode, I bring you an idea from the world of lean and continuous improvement. Today's episode, bottlenecks. What is a bottleneck? Simple enough, but linger with me for just a moment. Imagine an hourglass. You got sand or whatever in both bulbs. And in the middle, the neck gets skinny, and that's where the sand falls through. But this image of the hourglass contains everything you need to learn about queuing theory from operations management in order to use it for continuous improvement. The rate at which sand passes through the neck is controlled by the width of the bottleneck. That's the difference between an hourglass and just a tube with sand in it. Now, the length of time it takes for all this sand to fall from one side to the other is a function of two things: the rate at which the sand can pass through the bottleneck, and the amount of sand. If you get these balanced correctly, you have a perfect 3-minute egg timer. You can't make an hourglass flow faster by yelling at the sand or by pouring more sand into the top. Instead, you gotta pay attention to that bottleneck. Okay, I've got two key points for you about bottlenecks. First key point, there's always a bottleneck. In continuous improvement, the goal is never to eliminate the bottleneck, but rather to know what it is and where it is and to design things around it. If you try to eliminate the bottleneck entirely, all you'll end up doing is pushing it somewhere else in the process and causing chaos. All right, let's bake a cake. Assume we have all the junk we need in our imaginary, well-stocked pantry. We'll bake our cake together by preparing the ingredients, we'll mix the batter, we'll pour it into a pan, and we'll bake it for 30 minutes, then we'll remove it from the oven and let it cool for 10 minutes. Okay, while we wait for this cake to cool, think with me for a moment. What was the bottleneck in this process? Yeah, it's the half an hour bake time. If your goal is to get a cake as quickly as possible, you know that it's going to take at least half an hour. Even if you could figure out how to bake a cake without breaking a few eggs, you still have to cook the damn thing. So, if you could come up with a method to pressure cook the cake, thereby baking it in 5 minutes, you'd still have a bottleneck. We'd still have our 10-minute cooling time. Of course, we could cool the cake faster by dragging our Instant Pot to the North Pole and cooking it there, and then tossing it onto the frozen waste to cool. We'd still have a bottleneck, whether it's cooling time or cooking time or something else. So that's the first key point. No matter what you do to your process, there's always a bottleneck. And the second key point is look for the critical path. Now, this becomes more important when you don't want to just bake one cake, but instead bake a series of them. Let's get back to the kitchen. So there's going to be some prep work before we can bake any cakes at all, right? Gathering flour, eggs, sugar, preheating the oven, and so forth. And there's going to be some work after a cake is cooled, maybe plating it and serving it or storing it for later. Now, you might mix the batter while the oven's preheating. You might make one giant barrel of cake batter and portion it out into separate cake pans. However you do this, if you think about the customer experience, the experience of a single cake, from that cake's perspective, there is a critical path. It has to get prepped, it has to go in the oven for 30 minutes, and then it has to cool for 10. So that's the critical path for one cake. And right on that cake's critical path is its bottleneck, that 30 minutes in the oven. Now, what this means is that if we have to bake 10 cakes, we should plan to be in the kitchen for about 5 hours and change. Where did that number come from? Well, each cake will have to bake for half an hour. So every half an hour, we can remove a cake and insert the next cake. The operations management name for this 30-minute pace is takt time. That's T-A-K-T, a German word for pulse, like a heartbeat. So you get this pulse or takt time down, and we'll get through our day of baking hell. Crack eggs as fast as humanly possible, or simply as fast as we need to have the next cake ready to bake by the time the previous cake is coming out of the oven. In fact, we might have some idle time or downtime between each cake. We might not look super busy at every moment, but we're minding that takt time and getting those cakes cooked as quickly as possible with the equipment in the kitchen that we have. Okay, so our first key point was there's always a bottleneck, whether it's baking or cooling. Something will always take the longest, and that's okay. And our second key point is we want to laser focus on the critical path, and we don't have to worry about everything else, for starters at least. When it comes to continuous improvement, there's no point in hyper-organizing a system for measuring flour, since that's not on the critical path and it's not the bottleneck. We could make improvements there, they might make us happy, but they're not going to affect the overall system. Okay, those two key points about bottlenecks is what I had for you today. But if you want to take this into practice, I encourage you to look up a little something called Little's Law. That's a simple three-parameter formula published nearly 60 years ago that will get you started with problem solving around the relationship between your work in progress, the system's throughput, and cycle times. Now, sometimes it may be important to minimize customer wait times above all else. Or sometimes you might want to improve throughput, keep things moving through your system. And you can lay out a couple of simple numbers and models using Little's Law that will help you think through the likely effects of changing your system before you actually give it a shot. And that's how you can take some of these ideas and start using them to drive continuous improvement. So that was bottlenecks. Thanks. I hope to speak to you again soon. Be well.